This is Cheryl Stabler. Welcome to Season 3 of the Unshakable Woman Podcast. We publish this podcast each Monday at 5:30 a.m. from Los Angeles and 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our mission is to profile women who have conquered tremendous tests in life, encourage women to reach for the stars, and to remind our listeners that we are part of one big family called Sisterhood. The women on this podcast share their stories and encourage women on their purpose-filled journeys. Join us this year on our Sisterhood Coffee Chat platforms, a collaboration with Uncommon Gospel Magazine. Now on Instagram Live with replays on Facebook. On Sundays, join us at 2 p.m. for the Sunday Brunch Edition with three wonderful co-hosts. And Monday through Friday, continuing the faith discussion at 3 p.m. daily with Uncommon Gospel. Connect with us every day for 30 minutes. Subscribe to the podcast and share the link. We would love to chat with you on our socials at Unshakable Woman on both Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for connecting to our sisterhood. Share the podcast with your thoughts and don't forget hashtag tell your story. Please stand by for our Unshakable Woman guest. Good morning and welcome back to the Unshakable Woman podcast. We are so excited. Today is a sneak peek into the very last chapter of the book, The Unshakable Woman, How to Walk Through Difficult Times to Enjoy Your God-Given Purpose. Also, the foreword by Les Brown. We're so excited because next week is also our podcast number 100. It is a special podcast with a new look, new design, new promotion, and an amazing woman of ministry who has footprints in both the United States and South Africa. But today, we're going to continue with the last of the series of just me having a conversation with you, and we'll start back up with our interviews next week. And today, we will take a look into Chapter 10. Chapter 10 is titled Gratitude, Altitude, Unshakable Purpose. I borrowed this from one of my favorite life coaches, Rona Bennett. She is CEO of Personal Power University. She also shared during my time with her that gratitude is a living prayer. Life changes with sincere appreciation. Chapter 10 starts with gratitude. The most exciting thing about my new journey and new home is that I created a bedroom and bathroom space with no televisions. Instead of noise from TVs, I light candles in my master suite and bathroom. The smells were like candy to my body each morning, feeding my senses with something new, something quiet. My new room has a reading space with a footstool. The room is bright with candles throughout the space. I started a new routine at night and in the morning. Each morning for 2 years, I woke up with the sunrise. I watched the sun climb over the hills until the sky was painted with its beams. A constant reminder that God was still in control and that He woke me for another day for good reason. I still had purpose. In the evenings, I kept the TV off. Actually, most TVs were off unless one of our sons was watching TV. This was my time to process. This was my time to fall asleep with quiet meditation music and focus on what entered in my mind as I closed my eyes each night. I intentionally focused on the prize. Me. I am affirming I am and whose I am. I was living in a new day and walking to a new journey each morning. According to Karen Casey, she says, the past is gone. Today is full of possibilities. I was the embodiment of the term widely used, self-love. For the first time in a long time, I was determined to put myself first and save my life and my sanity. I learned that I could do so by not disregarding other people and or my children, prioritizing me and placing the mask over my face first before I did so with anyone else. This was an emergency. I had to save myself, even at the point when others may not fully understand. According to Yana Van Zandt, she says, you don't get to tell people how to love you. You get to choose whether or not to participate in the way that they love you. This new journey has taught me that after caring for other people and friends for so long, when you reach back to care for you, someone, they feel abandoned. During any shift in life, it is critical to prioritize you, sometimes while hurting the feelings of others. With practice and open communication, God will show you the balance and how to care for both you and others on each new journey. Thank you so much for joining me on this sneak peek into the last chapter of the Unshakable Woman book. Click on the link either in the podcast description or follow us on Instagram and Facebook to ensure that you download a copy of our book. Thank you so much for following the Unshakable Woman. Don't forget to tune in to podcast number 100. Until next week, continue to walk in love, forgiveness, and live unshakable. Stand by for the last time we will play our theme song, More and More. Thank you for tuning into our show today. We are so excited that you are back with us for season 3. And hello to all of our new listeners who are joining us this year. There are so many podcasts to choose from, and we are so very grateful that you have turned in to support our wonderful sisterhood of Unshakable Woman. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Unshakable Woman. If you would like to share your story with us, send an email to Cheryl at CherylStabler.com or DM our team on the Unshakable Woman account. Don't forget to register for the second annual Unshakable Conference, sailing September 2022. For info, visit our socials or call 310-970-2060 to place a deposit on your cabin today. A special thank you to our in-kind sponsors, Classic Public Relations, a Los Angeles public relations firm helping businesses to build their brands. Our travel sponsor, Love on Tour, providing unique experiences for brands throughout the world. Music titled More and More will close our show today, written by Paul D. Hanna. Build your sisterhood tribe and live an unshakable life. Another special thank you to our Unshakable Woman who shared her story today. We're so very grateful for you. Thank you to everyone who tuned in today. We'll see you next week.
to you to show my gratitude. What can I do to show you I love you? Take my life, I'm yours. I just wanna give you more.
Getting the best of me, I'm getting fed up. How can I give you more when I'm feeling so empty? Look in the mirror, the man I see, he doesn't look like me. Man, I'm really going through, my thoughts are everywhere. My mind about to explode, this is more than I can bear. But wait, I know my options, why am I opting now? My contract's guaranteed, he promised he'll meet all my needs. So there's nothing else to do but give you more of me, so I can give you more of you, yeah. Give you more of me, so I